It is wonderful to be in the Brownswood basement with Mulatu of Ethiopia.
Wow, thank you so much, Gil. And also, it's really great to be up at your studio as well.
It's been many years. I don't think you actually remember the first time you met me, but I met you, of course, we did this thing for Red Bull Academy, I think, last year, but I remember meeting you, I think it was with the guy Will from Quantic Soul. We were in Holborn and we went out for a pint in a... This is about 5 or 6 years ago. Do you remember? I think I asked you that last time and you didn't remember.
I didn't remember. Still, I don't remember this. Seriously, I still don't remember it, you know. Yeah, yeah.
But I was really impressed by you because I remember just thinking, yeah, it's like it was a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon and we just went out and had a pint of beer and you were very happy to drink a pint of beer. It wasn't like, oh, no, I don't drink until, you know, I have to wait till 6 o'clock in the evening. It was like, yeah, let's go.
Now, I think now it's just coming to my mind.
You remember that one day you had a...
Exactly. Now it's just coming back to my mind. I remember this. And I've met also different musicians with him and you. And I remember, yes, yes. No, I remember, yeah.
Thank you.
the first sort of little bit of light in terms of coming from Europe with this whole Ethiopic situation? Because there was a real rediscovery of your music. Of course, you were the one who was making the music, part of that big movement out of Addis Ababa many years ago. But when did you first get a hint that there was a new interest in your music coming from Europe?
You know, the Ethiopic, they were actually came over and took all the masters and what I've been doing in Addis, and they've signed up with the guy which I've had a contract. But I never knew anything about that. But after a while, I started hearing about the Ethiopic series. All our music like is coming out and people are really getting really good interest about this, because you know, after I left New York, well, it's like almost now 45 years since I've created this music, what we call the Ethio Jazz music. So I went back home and actually I had no communication with anybody after I left New York. So, well, it took a while, and then this Ethiopic series started to come out, and people start to listen to it. People actually have start having an interest in the Ethio Jazz music. And I was also doing some concerts with different groups here and there. But what really struck my music was when I had the chance with the Broken Flower films with Jim Jarmusch. Really the man I really admired, very talented man, very creative man. So he came over to my concert in New York, and his secretary called me in my hotel in the afternoon. She said, we're going to come over to see your show. The guy called Jim Jarmusch, and the whole crew are coming down to see your show tonight. So I said, I don't know who Jim Jarmusch was. You know, I said, you're welcome. Just come over, you know. It's nice. So we're playing at the Winter Garden in New York. And then they came over. It was like it was sold out. You know, tickets were sold out. Beautiful. We played and the crowd was so great. And then after we were finished, they came backstage with Jim and his secretary, and the whole group came over. And he said, well, listen now. He said, I've been listening to your music almost like 6 years. So he said, I'm almost really falling in love to your music. So he said, do you mind if I use it on the film? No, I said, okay, just go ahead. I said, I didn't complain, nothing. I said, just go ahead, please. So after 2 months, they contacted me. And I think he created an Ethiopian character, so the music can be blend nicely on the film. So he said he created somebody, an Ethiopian, well, African-American, was acting as an Ethiopian on the film. And the film came out. It became a great success. So now I had only musical or jazz fans in New York and, you know, London and different places. But now I started having a crowd who film lovers. We'll be right back. So after the film came out, so I played in New York, a place called the Shakespeare Center. Maybe it's called the Joyce Bar. Joyce Bar. We played there. And it was on the New York Times. And all the New York Times crowd was there. And then it just really became successful. And it all wins the film festival, Cannes Film Festival. So really now having quite a lot of crowds. And people are asking me, yes.
Did you feel that he did? I mean, I thought it was a terrific... I mean, Jim Jarmusch always does great films with great music. He did a brilliant job with Serge Georges, the Brazilian, on a previous film.
What?
And but I mean, how did you feel when you watched your music was pretty heavily featured, right?
Exactly.
How did it feel to you? When did you first see the film? Did you go to the cinema or did you get a little preview?
What happened? I went back to New York for a visit, and I called up their office, and they said, "Look, now there is a special place where we have inviting great guys, great people to come over and see the film." So I said, and they said, if you like, we'll give you a ticket and you come to our office, you can go and watch it. So it was like on the sixth floor somewhere in downtown Manhattan. So there I sat, beautiful theater place. I watched it there and I really liked it. It was so great. Very creative guy.
Had you ever done any music for movies before? Was this the first time your music had been used in a film?
Well, I've written music for a lot of plays, and also done some background for not the featured films, but people who does criticizing or something like that. I've been writing and doing quite a lot of that sort of things, you know. But not like this featured film with Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
say, I'm so pleased that you're here. I'm so pleased that you're coming kind of regularly now. The rediscovery of your music and the whole movement from Addis Ababa has gone to a new level because you've done this collaboration with the Heliocentrics, which is unquestionably my album of the year so far. I mean, we're not yet deep into the year. We're now into March.
Yes.
But so far, 3 months in, there is no competition in terms of album of the year. So I'd like to congratulate you on that. And ask you a little bit about how the collaboration came about and how it all worked out.
Well, first, London is like my it's home because I almost grew up here. I really love to come over, and it is so nice having a chance to come and play, you know, make musician friends as well. It's so nice. The collaboration is like. I came over once for the Red Bull Music Academy to lecture, and Karen also decided we should do a concert, and Quentin and Carol also. And then we did a concert at the Cargo, and I think it was a very successful concert. I mean, we didn't even have time, a lot of time, to practice together, but with the time we have and what we've done, was excellent, so beautiful.
I was at the show. I remember thinking it was a terrific night. And sorry, I'm being a little bit obscure here, but was the Ethiopian ambassador in the house? I remember there was someone who looked very important.
Yeah. In fact, the ambassador were there.
Right.
And some also the consular.
Right.
And the secretary at the embassy that were there. Mm. And we had a lot of young British music lovers.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Which they really and really admired and really liked because they've been following my music for years and years. Mm. I met some people who really followed my music. Mm. And I never knew that. So in the break time, they were talking to me and they were asking who was playing on that album you did like 45 years ago. And they were asking all kind of musicians, all kind of questions and things like that. And it really surprises me. And I said, no, I never knew like I had a lot of supporters here. So it was great to me. I really enjoyed it. And They also, I think the crowd enjoyed the music. And then finally, you know, with Quentin, Carol, and also we discussed making a CD together, a collaboration work.
Yeah. Quentin from Strut Records.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He came up with this idea, and Karen came. And of course, now he's we're also involved in this project. And so we collaborated, and actually we didn't have enough time to do a CD. But with the time we have, we struggled and somehow came up with something excellent and great. So that's how we met, and that's how the collaboration was.
How long did it take for the album to be recorded? And where did you record it?
Well, I think it took us about 10 or 11 days or something like that to record this. And then I had to go back after I finished my tracks and whatever. Then I let them do the mixing, and then I have to go. And they did the mixing, and they sent me back the copy. Whatever, I have any comments about it, you know. I send my comments. Well, I think it's been done quite fair and quite good. So this is how we, you know, we did this recordings.
Fantastic collaboration. These things don't always work, but I think that probably from your point of view, it's probably a little bit strange because they've definitely taken it in a certain space. I think there's a lot of weight on the drums and that whole thing, but I think it works so well for you. And the melodies, I mean, to me, this type of music that you create, it's almost the ultimate form of music. If you're a music lover and you love modal jazz and you love elements of sort of world music, African music with subtlety and romance, it's all in Mulatu Ashtadke. It's all there. This is the music for people. This is why I can now understand someone like Jim Jarmusch just going crazy, because if you're a fan of music, I don't think there's anybody that I know who I've played this to your music to who's ever said they didn't like it. People who love music will love your music.
Thank you so
much. I mean, have you got any people who don't like your music that you know about?
Well,
it doesn't exist.
Actually, I've never made to complain about my music. Most of the people I meet, they seem to enjoy the idea. But, you know, like, was like now is like 45 years ago. And actually, this is what they call now world music. So I was just listening, what's world music is happening, what's going on. And I said, wow, 45 years I was doing this. So that must have been really great to create this Ethio Jazz, because it has all kind of elements in my materials, in my music. You can hear Ethiopian musical core, of course. You sing the different modes. And you can hear African beats, Latin American beats, and,
I think that's
of course,
that's
12-tone music.
That's the thing that people actually... This is the interesting thing that I've always wondered, because there is a Latin flavour to your music, and it seems to sort of appear in quite a few Ethio Jazz-type things. Where did the Latin come? How did the Latin get into Ethiopia? Where did that influence come from?
Gil, seriously, when I do these things, I don't ever think Latin, because all those rhythms, all those elements you get on those CDs, I mean, albums, that time, it's all Africa. If you take the rhythms, it's the rhythm of Africa. We'll be right back. maybe, you know, history back from our West African brothers, been traveling to the most of these Caribbean countries, to some Latin American countries, to Cuba, all these places. So they went with these rhythms. And then these rhythms actually developed in those countries. And musically, of course, they were so close to America. It was only 90 kilometers away. They listen all kind of beautiful music. So they come up with a music called the salsa. They come up with other all kind of stuff, you know. So if you just sit and listen to Zairean music, so and then arrangement, probably that is what they call the kikriki. Like it goes fast and then it comes down, down, slow. That's the kikriki. But on Latin, they call it Mambo 1 and Mambo 2. They call really faster, improvising, and things like that. But as far as the rhythm and the feeling concerned, it's there. There's no difference. It's just it's in myself. So I always feel, and those rhythms I used usually are found in the southern part of Ethiopia. You know, Ethiopia is like culturally is a very, very rich country. I mean, you can hear, like on the northern parts, of the Indian flavors, you can hear some Arabian flavors, you can hear Japanese, you can hear Chinese, all that called molds can fit. And you go down to the south, it's all like Eastern, West African music, that kind of feeling. Also, the traditional instrument is so interesting. And then there is some part like Haredian part is mostly like Arabian feelings. So Ethiopia is culturally a very, very rich country, you know. So when I think of like doing it 45 years ago, like I had this always in my mind of the African and African contribution to the world music, and this is what I was trying to you know, bring up. And then finally it came out as an Ethiopian jazz music. So that's how it's actually been put in together. Thank you.
this album, which I have in my hand, 14 tracks. Have you got a particular favourite song of your own?
Well, of my own, that is the Cha-Cha-Cha. And I love that one. But also there are so great numbers on this album, of the heliocentrics as well. And, well, I love all. But if you ask me of my own composition, Cha-Cha-Cha will be my favorite.
For me is the opening track, of course, Masenko. Now, that vocalist, is that someone that you managed to pick up in the UK?
Well, she's from here.
Right.
They are from here. So it's been put it together.
Yeah. You know. And you're going to be doing a live show in May. Which is going to be your big return since Cargo last year, the sellout show. We can't wait for that.
Thank you so much.
What do we have in store for that show this time around? What are you going to be doing for us?
What am I going to do about that? Well, we hope to combine traditional musical instruments. Of course, Will is here, so the boss. So I love really to combine some traditional instruments to some of my compositions, spread it out a little bit, and also trying to get different sounds, you know. So probably will come out to that kind of things, and also maybe we can probably have some traditional Ethiopian musical instruments and things be projected behind us also.
Okay.
So this kind of thing I want to do.
An audio-visual feast. And I remember at Cargo when you were playing the Vibes,
yes.
There was a little bit of a difficulty with the sound of
Definitely.
Of using these Vibes.
Definitely.
You're going to have longer time to sound check this time around, I'd say.
Well, I think so. I think we'll do that, I think. But the thing was, now, the sound there was very bad. But the CD they produced, if you listen to that, the Vibes, everything, the sound was so great. I was so surprised. Yeah, yeah. That's a surprise.
That's excellent. To Ashtaka and the Heliocentrics, the album is going to be coming out any day now on Strut Recordings through K7. It's been with thanks to K-Space TV that we've been here together with you to listen to you talking about this project. I wish you the very best of luck with it, Mulatu. Do you have something, do you have some next up recordings? What's the next stage for you?
Well, I have actually one CD, which is almost completed. But I wanted to do two more new tracks to add. I think it's going to be very, very interesting because I want to travel to Mali and use a vibraphone with a kora, use a balafone with the Vibes. Which actually would be a different sound. Maybe use Ethiopian culture or also Mali culture instrument, fusing it all together. I wanted to do just two tracks to add to this. It's called Stepping Ahead because I've done a beautiful experimental work on it. So when I was at Harvard, was so interesting. I wanted to always say, okay, like the one I was doing, the Ethio Jazz, was a combination of 5 tone against 12. So I always feel like, why don't have like a complete Ethiopian character to my music? So I used all the Ethiopian modes, whatever, on the bass lines, on the melodies, on the chord structure, everything. So this CD, I think, should have really a complete of Ethiopian character. So that's what I've been experimenting, and it came out nice, because at the end of my program at Harvard, I had a fantastic concert. So it was like an evening of Ethio jazz at Harvard. So I composed actually about 12 different tunes, and with a big band with either orchestra. I had a beautiful concert, and also I wrote an opera based on Ethiopian Orthodox Church music. So that was also being seen, and I think it was had a beautiful time. It was a great time about it, you know. So the next album is also the opera is in it. And maybe 2 more tracks, Mali, and the others is like beautiful fusion.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like a perfect marriage. I mean, Mali and Ethiopia. Has it been done before?
Not really, but I always wanted to do that. Really, I wanted to do that. And the future, my future plan also after this city, I had a plan, a city. Which is going to be called Connecting Africa. So bringing materials from different parts of Africa and put it together. And I want to call this Connecting Africa. So that will be my, probably the third album.
Did you ever work with Fela? You didn't, did you? You met Fela?
Actually, I never met, you know. sorry, I met Huey Maskela. He was a good friend.
Wow.
You know, in New York. He's Huey. And
And that was when he
I
was...
I never had, you know, had a chance. Also, Fela was at Trinity College. I think he was before me or after me. I don't know. But I heard from his history, his biographies, like he was at Trinity College, you know. But we never met.
No.
Yeah, we never met.
But I tell you what, Huey Maskela, he was pretty reckless in those days, right? I mean, he wasn't... If you were going out partying with him, you kind of come back home too, kind of. It was... He was having fun, right?
Exactly.
And were you playing the same parties as him?
I've never had a chance to play, you know? Because, you know, Gil, like... I was concentrating on Ethio jazz music. I don't want to mix it with anything else, you know. And and Huey actually was doing like a South African blues kind of music. And Fela was doing high life. So three of us were like 45 years ago, we're trying to do something on African music in different directions.
Yeah.
So I was always like, I sticked on my music.
Yeah.
I had a group called the Ethiopian Quintet. So we've been playing different places, we've been doing concerts, even weddings. We used to play used to play on weddings also, you know.
I gave you my copy of my album last time you were here, of the Ethiopian...
I thank you so much, Gil. I have it, and I put it in a special place.
Wonderful, on Worthy Records.
Exactly.
I can still smell it from here.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Thank you for that, because I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
I was so crazy about that.
Wonderful record.
Find you gave me, so I thank you again so much.
If you find another copy, let me know.
I will do that. Next time I come, maybe in May, if I find one, I'm going to bring you one.
I don't want a reissue. I want an original.
oh, well, don't forget it. Don't forget it, Gil.
Okay. I think we're great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for your time, Gil.
For coming in.
Okay.
Merci.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Gil.